We're joined in the studio today by UP Poet Laureate Marty Akitz, who's here to tell us a little bit about an event coming up on Wednesday, August 8th, Word in Action, a fundraiser for folks up in the Keweenaw after the a couple of instances of flooding going on up there. Welcome, Marty.
Thank you very much. I'm really happy to be here to talk about this event.
Now, this is one of the things that you as the UP Poet Laureate get to do. It's kind of your way of drawing people together to connect with various events, and in this case, a crisis in our neck of the woods. I mean, if you've seen the videos, this is stuff we don't see.
Yeah.
It happens somewhere else, and it's like force of nature, amazing.
It really was. You know, I was up there just a couple days after the floods happened, and so I drove through Houghton, and I saw some of those streets that were just, I mean, it's amazing. It looked like Godzilla had like just walked down the street and torn it up. It was incredible.
And so there's been a big call. The folks up in the Keweenaw need help in many different ways. Mm-hmm. And of course, funding usually helps get help.
Absolutely.
And so you've organized this event, Word in Action, that's coming up Wednesday, August 8th. Tell us a little bit about the event.
Well, you know, I put a call out on the Poet Laureate website, and I said I'm going to be doing this event on August 8th, Wednesday. And I said, if anybody is interested, please let me know. And I got a really huge outpouring of people who, poet friends who were interested in helping out. I mean, I have people that are coming all the way from the Sioux for this reading. So, my friend Jelena Rose, who's a poet and teaches at Lake Superior State out there, she was within 2 minutes after I put out that call, she had instant messaged me and
terrific.
Said that she was going to come. So, it's.
And you said she's from the Copper Country
she
originally.
She is, yeah. She is a Copper Country gal. So, this is really close to her heart. And she's really excited about helping out in any way she can.
Do you have any other folks who have committed to being there?
I do. I have Jane Pierto, who taught not at Northern, but taught, I believe, at a university in Ohio. But she was originally an Ishpeming gal, too. And so she's retired, and she's back in the area. And I saw her at a reading that I did last week, and I kind of nudged her a little bit, and I said, hey, Jane, I'm doing this reading. Would you be interested in helping out? And she was like, absolutely. She's going to help out.
Great.
Yeah.
And so where is this taking place?
This is going to be taking place at Peter White, at the Joy Center in Ishpeming. That's on Southwood Drive. It's out towards Westwood High School that
way.
Okay.
Yeah. Great. And that's Wednesday, August 8th
at 7 p.m.
7 o'clock.
And there's going to be a live band there, a popular band that just sort of formed in the last few months called Fake News.
All right.
They're going to be doing
Do they
music.
Sing topical?
They do, let's put it this way, they do rock numbers, but they do them in a different way.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's really exciting. They did a Kurt Cobain song at my last reading.
Oh, terrific.
So that was really exciting. And they've been good friends of mine for a while. So when I asked them if they would do it, they said absolutely.
And all the funds, this is all for donations. There's no entry.
No
tickets.
You don't have to have a
like
ticket
that.
At the door to get in. You come in, whatever you feel you can give. We're just going to collect love offerings, but we are doing something really special.
Mm-hmm.
All of the poets and that are going to be there, hopefully, are going to be donating signed copies of books. And I've got other people who can't be there, who other poets who've already donated books to me. So we're going to put together a basket of poetry, you know, books, signed broadsides from the poets. And if people want to pay $5, we'll put your name in a hat. And at the end of the night, we're going to pull out a name. And that person is going to have poetry, probably enough of it for the next couple years. So.
Excellent. Well, it's all for a really good cause. So
absolutely.
A pleasant evening of poetry, all for a good cause for the flood victims in the Keweenaw.
Yep.
Now, you said you brought a couple of poems with you today.
I did. You know, since I talked last time in our last interview about the Kurt Cobain poem, and I said that I had been working on it I brought the Kurt Cobain poem.
All right.
So this one is called Ode to Kurt's Ashes in McLean Creek. Ghosts come to this green place where bush and tree and water meet. They stand Let the creek flow over and through their fleshless toes. Listen to the burp and chuck as mud gathers. Twigs glide toward Puget Sound and Olympia in Seattle. Janice and Jimmy raise their arms, dance a slow bump and slide together in a morning haze of purple that hugs the ground close, waits for injections of sun to fill the day's veins with bird light and bird song. Jim and Amy sit zazen on the banks, let ants, crickets pass through them like pairings of rock, flinting through midnight, striking comets in their spectral bodies. Kurt has been here before and before, his atoms soaked in the loamy discharge, chanted through this bardo by deer tongue, gulped by black bear, Bigfoot, gritted by clam into something beautiful. A pearled spirit, polished with the smell of becoming. So that's my Kurt Cobain poem.
Terrific,
yeah.
Thank you.
And then the other one that I brought, this poet, it's a tribute to a poet who just recently passed, Donald Hall. Mm. He was Poet Laureate of the United States, and I had the honor of meeting him a few years back when they brought him into town for a reading and to meet with poets. And he was the one that actually said my name when I was announced as a Poet Laureate of the UP.
Oh,
so,
that's right.
Yeah,
that was a pretty cool moment. Hey?
That was a cool moment.
Yeah.
I said it was like hearing God say my name. So, yeah. So when he passed away, I felt like I needed to do something for him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wrote this poem for him. And the title is Perkins and Bigfoot Skip Stones at Eagle Pond. And I have to explain that a little bit. He was married to another poet, Jane Kenyon. And he lost her probably 10 or 15 years back to leukemia, but she always called him Perkins. That was her nickname for him. So I took that for the title of this poem. So it's Perkins and Bigfoot Skip Stones at Eagle Pond for Donald Hall. Perkins likes to talk. Bigfoot likes to listen. They both like the gush of mud between their toes, water slurping their ankles. Perkins says the pond reflects sunlight like barbed wire in his old eyes. Bigfoot licks an ant off Perkins' forehead. Perkins says June days cuckoo by, sunup to sundown, each second a stone skipped across the surface until it sinks. Bigfoot spits in Perkins' hair, parts and smooths its thicket. Perkins says he's tired of metaphor, how each grass blade and greening leaf touches him with his wife's buried fingertips. Bigfoot stands silent beside him, unwritten. That's Donald Hall and Bigfoot together.
All right. Yeah. I was kind of wondering if Bigfoot would make another
Bigfoot
appearance.
Bigfoot always, for some reason, he makes an appearance no matter
out.
What. Yeah. He showed up with Kurt Cobain, too, just a little bit.
Yep.
So.
All right. If you weren't aware, our UP Poet Laureate is finding Bigfoot for us in all sorts of poetry.
In all sorts of poetry, yeah. And my quest, hopefully, is going to end at the end of the summer when this book is done that
right.
I've been working on.
Okay.
So.
So let's recap. The event is Word in Action, and when and where is that taking place?
Yeah, Word in Action. It's on August 8th, Wednesday at 7 p.m. It's at the Joy Center in Ishpeming.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to find the information about it, if you didn't write that down, if you didn't have something, it's on the UP Poet Laureate website, so you can just go there and find the information.
Terrific. And it's a big fundraiser for the folks in the Keweenaw to help out with the flooding victims.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Marty Ackett, thanks so much for stopping by.
Well, thank you for having me again, Hans.